All right, here we go. My name's Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 131 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the lounge, patrons. How you guys doing? Hope you're doing well. This one's a little delayed, but a lot of shit going on here at Shea K. We took the younger boy down to a temple on Sunday, and there was a ramp up to that. That was quite an ordeal, and but we got him down there. We got him moved into his dorm, and all that jazz. It was, I told you a little bit about it. We had like a window. There was like a small window where we had, I thought it was 1 hour. In fact, I was told it was 1 hour. Turns out it was 2 hours, which seems a little bit more reasonable. But we had to be there at 8:40. That was his appointment to move into this dorm. And we had to be out by 10:30. So it wasn't exactly 2 hours. It was almost 2 hours. So anyway, and only one parent at a time could go up there and all that jazz. So we got there. We were a few minutes early. They let us go ahead and do it anyway. Thing was run with military. I mean that thing was well organized. You know, thing was efficient. They had people there barking orders, but in a friendly way. Friendly barking. You know what I'm saying? And so everybody's pulling up. And there's a woman there, and she's like, "All right, mom, you stand here with the stuff. You pointing to the boy. You go inside, sign in, get a cart. Dad, you're gonna park the car down there, go through the stoplight, and there's a parking lot to your left." I said, "Are they gonna question? Do I need some kind of parking pass?" "You just tell them, if they give you any kind of attitude, you tell them Officer Thomas is going to take care of it." I'm like, "What the? Officer Thomas? What is this, some kind of code or something?" So I went down there, and we did exactly what we were barked. Everything they barked at us, we did, and it was like super efficient. And they had it spread out so that not everybody was arriving at the same time. And everybody that arrived there, it went smoothly. And we got him up there. The only problem, well, there's a couple problems. So we were planning. Tony was going to go up there, set up his room, make his bed, you know, all that stuff. Get everything set up and everything. His roommate, one of his roommates, which he's never met before, is up there sleeping, you know. He checked in the day before, and they're assigned rooms. There's two bedrooms. Each bedroom has two beds in it. And then there's a middle area, like a common area that they share, like a living room / kitchen, small kitchen, you know. So he's in this room with this guy, and the guy's in there asleep. It's like we can't do anything. All we can do is, like, take the stuff up there and leave it in that living room area. Because he's in there sleeping. So that sucks. So that, you know, like, what can you do? So, and the other kid, there's only three of them right now. There's four beds, but there's only three assigned to this apartment or whatever, dorm. It's like an apartment almost. So the other one wasn't even there yet. So I guess he had a later check-in. So we're like, what the? So then before we left on Sunday morning, we had to get up at the crack. I had to get up at 4:30, which is outrageous. I mean, it's like something that goes against everything I'm about. I mean, everything I stand for, that just goes straight against it. And I'm going to have to do it again next weekend, too, because we have something at work. I have to be there early. Oh, God. It's crushing my spirit. It's crushing my soul. Not to mention this humidity. Oh, It's freaking humid as shit right now. It's back. We had a break from it for a while. It came roaring back. It sucks. I mean, it could be 60 degrees high humidity. It doesn't matter what the temperature is. The humidity's up like this, it sucks. Ugh. And that's where we're at right now. But anyway, I don't want to go off on a tangent. But so we had to get up early, and I come downstairs, and he's already whipped into a frenzy. I missed an email. I need all this stuff for my art class. Tony's like, what do you need? And he's like, there's 19 things on the list. I'm like, what the? I said, why are we talking about this like literally an hour before we're supposed to leave? I said, when was that email sent? He goes, on the 18th. I said, why? How did you miss it? I don't know. I get so many emails. I'm like, here we go. So he's obsessed with it. We're like, Tony says, they probably have all this stuff in the bookstore at the school. He's like, I don't know. She goes, just go over there, after we leave. We can't stick around. Go over there after we leave and see if you can get it. He goes, I want to get it. I have to get it, He's like whipped into a frenzy about it, So we're driving, and he's looking on his phone. He goes, there's an art supply store, just a few minutes away. Can we go there, after we get checked in? Tony's like, sure. I'm like, what the? So I guess this is going to turn into pure chaos, So we get him up there. That kid's up there snoozing it. He's up there, sleeping. He's like laying in there. So we go to the bookstore. It's closed. It's not open yet. And so I said, what time's that art supply store open? 10 a.m. So it's not anywhere near 10. So Tony goes, let's just go over there and maybe we can find a coffee shop, get a cup of coffee, wait. So we go over there and there's a coffee shop. It's a weird ass place. All right, this place. When I say coffee shop, it's like nothing I've ever... It's like very strange, all right? And so all the seating is outside because of the virus. Far too dangerous to have a cup of coffee, 3 feet inside, on the other side of the glass. Far too dangerous. But on the other side of the glass, that's cool. No problems. But anyway, so we go in this place. It's like, it's very strange. It's like, it's got all this shelving in there, and nothing's on the shelves. There's like all these shelves on the walls, but there's nothing on the shelves. And it looks like it's like something like this, like threw together or something. It doesn't look like it's been in business for a long time. I don't know what the hell is going on. There's one guy working the counter, and he's frantic. He's running all around. And then there's some guy back there making food or whatever. He has no sense of urgency. He's just, puttering around. And you have to stand like 20 feet apart while you're waiting in line. And so we finally get up there, and it's like super expensive. And it's one of these places where it just says, instead of $7.99, it just has the number 8, you know what I'm saying? It's just like 8. That's the price. So I said, I'm just going to get a cup of coffee. For one thing, that guy back there, he doesn't seem like he's moving too fast. And I don't want to spend $45 on just a snack while we're waiting across the street from this art place to open. So I got myself a cup of coffee. I got Tony a cup of coffee. And the younger boy said, do you mind if I get a sandwich? I said, yeah, whatever. Go ahead, order it. So he ordered it, and the guy goes, I'll bring it out to you. He's like all frantic. He's bouncing up and down on his tiptoes. He pours us the coffee, and we go out and have to sit outside in this. I mean, just feel like we're in a blast oven. I mean, it is so freaking hot. It is just like the humidity is. I got sweat pouring down my back, my sides, my front, my face, Yeah, but I will say one thing, that coffee was kicking it. That was perhaps the best cup of coffee I've ever had in my life. I don't want to get hyperbolic here, but that was amongst the best cups of coffee I've ever had in my life. I mean, it was perfect. And Tony was like going on about it too. She goes, God damn, this is good coffee. I said, you're right. God, this is kicking it. It was called High Street or something. High Street, I don't remember. On Main or something like that. Anyway, it was really, it was kicking it. And so we sat there and we drank our coffee and waiting on this guy to bring that sandwich out, the breakfast sandwich. And it just kept dragging and dragging. Finally, I went in there. I said, what the hell's going on? He goes, it's almost done. It's like 35 minutes later. 35 minutes to make a sandwich with a boiled egg, a fried egg and some bacon and some cheese. That's all it was, on some kind of fancy-ass bread. I said, what? He goes, I'll bring it out to you. So finally brought it out, and it was like 35 minutes. I was like, the coffee was long gone. It was hotter than shit out there. We saw all these hippies going into that store. They were opening the store across the street. We saw them open it up, and I said, there's your hippie art supply guy with his sack lunch. And he's just like looking at me. He's all irritated and annoyed. And I said, you're the one that missed the email, so don't be giving me attitude. He's like all frantic. So he goes in there finally after he finished. There's no sense of urgency eating that sandwich either. He was like, just puttering along. So he finally finished it, and I'm sitting there just like twiddling my thumbs. I was like, I don't want to go off on some kind of tirade about this. I don't want, because, we're turning him over. Probably won't see him for a while. And I don't want to be have our last moments full of tension. So I'm swallowing all this. He goes over there and goes in the store. They take his temperature out there on the sidewalk. He goes in there, spends $120 on these supplies. He pays for it himself, which is good. And we head back over there. And, by that point, it's past our 10:30. We had to get out of there. We weren't allowed to stick around. So we basically just had to like pull up, get out, give him a hug and say, all right, see you in 3 months or something like that. It's really weird. And, so he went upstairs and, we immediately got a text. The guy's still asleep. Like, what the hell? It's like, it's pushing 11 at this point. It's 11 a.m. I guess that's not too bad, but I sleep that late too. So, but anyway, he can't do anything. So he's like, what am I supposed to do? I can't even, walk over to that bookstore and see if, I think there's a book he had to pick up. So anyway, so we got him moved in. It was full of irritations and annoyances, but he got moved in. So then we went down to, this place called Plymouth Meeting. It's an area in Philly to go to the Cracker Barrel. So Tony said, I want to go to Cracker Barrel for breakfast. I said, hell yeah, let's do it. So if anybody suggests Cracker Barrel, my automatic response is hell yeah, let's do it. So we go down there and, the woman goes and they got seats set up outside. I don't know. And on that porch where the rocking chairs usually are, they got tables set up out there. On account of the coronavirus. And I'm like, I'm not sitting there. There's no frickin' way. I told Tony, I said, there's no way. She goes, so we go up there. There's some woman standing out there. It's like hotter than shit. So hot. She goes, it's going to be at an hour and a half to 2 hour wait. I said, are you serious? She goes, yeah. We have limited seating and we're very busy. I asked Tony, I said, what do you want to do? And she goes, no, I'll just put our name on the list and we'll think about it. So we start watching, and the woman goes, inside, outside, or first available? And I said, definitely inside. I'm not sitting out here. God, it's like everybody's sweating into their eggs. It's disgusting. She goes, all right. So she goes, it'll be about an hour and a half, 2 hours. I said, all right. So we walk away, and Tony goes, I'm not waiting. There's no frickin' way. I said, why do we put our name on? I don't know. I thought maybe we would, but I said, I don't want to wait either. This is bullshit. So we get in my car. We drive off the parking lot, get on the interstate, and we get a text saying our table's ready. It's like literally like 7 minutes later or something. It's like, what the hell? They said it was going to be an hour and a half to 2 hours. Said our table's ready. Said I could stuff that. So we left. And she goes, let's go to that one in Allentown. So we get on the turnpike, go down to Allentown. Ah, beautiful, beautiful experience. Although, you know, they've raised their prices on their menu. And if there's a person in this world that knows the Cracker Barrel menu, it's me, right? Their menu is like abbreviated. It's like it's not as big as it used to be, which is fine. I don't think a menu should have like 10,000 things on it. But the prices are also higher than they used to be, probably because of the virus and for some reason, or they're using that. I don't know. Or the cost of meat or something is in. Who knows? But everything's kind of like expensive. That thing I used to get, the Cracker Barrel sampler, that thing was $11.79 for a long time. Now it's $14.99. It's quite an increase. In fact, it's so high, I don't want to get it. So I just went with the meatloaf dinner, and Tony got breakfast. I mean, it was so late at that point. I was like, I don't want breakfast anymore. So I got meatloaf. It was fantastic. It was kicking ass. And that was that. When we got home this morning, I mean, we texted him a few times, and it seemed like everything was going good. He had like some kind of meeting at 6 o'clock. Just people inside the just people that live in that dorm. They were gonna some kind of welcome thing, you know. So he did that, and everything seemed fine. He said the two guys that were in his room seemed fine, seemed good. So everything seemed good. This morning, he emailed Tony and said, I don't know where my charger is. That was one of the things I kept saying. Make sure you have all your chargers. I said, that's the thing people forget. Make sure you have all your chargers for everything, any kind of device. Make sure you have them. He goes, I got it. God. You know, he thinks he's always exasperated with me. Both of them, both boys. And Tony, for that matter. It's like, okay, God, you know. And then he emails Tony this morning. He can't text because his phone is completely dead. He doesn't know where his charger is. It's like, are you serious? I said, do you see how things go? Do you see how? So I don't know. I texted him a little while ago. He hasn't written back. I guess the thing's still dead. I don't know. Tony went in his bedroom and it's not in there, so he must have it. So I don't know. Who the hell knows? He's going to have to go buy one, I guess. That's the thing. Okay. All right. I don't want to brag about myself. That shit never happens to me, and I'll tell you why. It's a semi-disgusting story. But, so many years ago, I think when I was living in Atlanta, worked at WIA, and we used to go on these trips. We used to travel around. We'd go to, like, meetings in different cities, and we always stayed in these fancy hotels. And, by the way, we often rode in limousines. You believe that shit? This hillbilly, this hick, this bumpkin. And, like, there'd be a limousine waiting for us. And, you know, we used to fly, we stayed these fancy hotels in these cities, and we never did anything outside the hotel, rarely. Every once in a while, some local would take us to some, you know, well-known restaurant, but we didn't do it. There was no time for any sightseeing or anything, so every city was interchangeable, and I can't remember where this was, where this happened. I'm thinking Chicago, but it might not be. It might have been somewhere else. I don't know. I don't remember. But we were staying at this place on one of these WIA trips. And I forgot, you know, I didn't have any deodorant. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, I'm going to be here for like 4 days. And, you know, I can't, I mean, you know, the Procter & Gamble Corporation has convinced me that, you know, this is necessary. So I'm like, so I go downstairs to the, it's this fancy pants, giant hotel with the, you know, the elevators on inside the, it's like an open air, like, you know, in the middle of the hotel, it's all open all the way to the roof, and it's like many stories high, and got these elevators that are, you know, on the, you can see them go up and down, you know what I mean? You know, I'm not really explaining that, but It was like this fancy place. So I got down to the gift shop down there, and they had like two to choose from, one for women, one for men. So I chose the one for the men, and I went up there, and the guy's like, $9. I'm like, what the? I said, are you freaking serious? He goes, do you want it? You know, I don't guess I have any choice. You know, I'm over a barrel here. So I buy it. I go upstairs, and, you know, and I proceeded to walk around smelling like I belonged in a Turkish whorehouse for the rest of the, it was like some strong perfume. I mean, it was like disgusting. I have long said, and I believe, that men should smell like nothing, right? That should be their goal. A man, his goal should be to smell like nothing, all right? This was like some powerful, overbearing thing. And I could smell it all day long. And it was like, it felt like it got stronger as the day went on. It was horrendous. We were nowhere near. There's no Targets around. We were out in the middle. I don't know where we were. I have no idea where we were. So it was a horrible experience. And it just felt weird. There was like some kind of, I don't know. It was like, it felt like there's like some kind of like petroleum jelly in there. You know, I don't know. The whole thing sucked, and it cost $9, and it smelled like, I could smell it all day, and the whole thing sucked. And so at that point in my life, I decided I'm never going to allow this to happen again. So I created this Word document, which I still use to this day. So I left Atlanta in, 96? All right. So this Word document has been in use since before 96. And it's a travel checklist, right? And it has everything on it that I could possibly need. Some trips are shorter than others. Some trips are longer than others. I mean, so I print it out. If I'm getting ready to go on a trip, I print a copy of it out. Some of the stuff I don't need because it's a shorter trip or a long, you know what I'm saying? And I go through and I mark off the stuff that I'm not going to need for this particular trip. And then I start working my way down the whole list. And I never forget anything because everything is on that list. Everything I might need is on that list. So I'm never the guy that when I get somewhere that I forgot something. You know, I'm not that guy ever. The only time that I ever run into problems like that is when I get cocky and I think, oh, this is going to be a quickie. I don't need to fire up the list this time. And then I pay for it. I need to fire up the list even if it's for an overnighter. Because I'll forget something. I'll forget my charger like he did. I don't know if he forgot it or he just can't find it. Again, apparently those guys are sleeping. Both of them, he said both of them had 9 a.m. classes, and they're like sleeping, and it's like, you know, it was like 10 or something. So apparently neither one of them went to the first day of class. I don't know. But that shit will never happen to me because I have the list that I started making in 1996, I think, somewhere in that neighborhood. So anyway, also, I'm also never the guy that can't find his keys. You know why? Because when I come home from work, I put them in the same spot every single time. So when I come home, I'm just trained. I've trained myself. There's a spot. I put it in the dining room. There's a place I put my wallet, my keys, and my badge, my work badge. And I put it in the same spot. And it's never a problem. Everybody else is like, can't find my keys. Oh my God, I got to leave. I don't know where my keys are. I'm never that guy because I always put them in the same spot. All right. So that happened. I guess he did all right. First night. I don't know. It's hard to talk to him because his phone's dead. So I haven't actually talked to him. Tony was emailing with him. So anyway, it wasn't, I think, you know, the thing that helped me, when we dropped the older boy off, he was 18, he was young, when we dropped him off at Shippensburg University a few years back, I was like a basket case. I was like emotional, and I was blubbering. You know, I was like crying on my way home while we were driving. I mean, not the entire, you know, there's just like a, you know, a minute or so. I was like, oh, well, everything's changing. The entire family is like being, you know, everything's, it's all changing now. But this time, this aggravation with over the art supplies, I think that took the edge off. That helped me in that category. I was like, what the? I said, $120. He goes, that was with a 10% student discount. Like, you know. So that whole thing with the coffee shop, that bizarre coffee shop with the guy running around on his tiptoes, but nothing's getting done. Coffee was kick-ass. Anyway, I don't want to rehash the whole thing. But he's down there. Everything's good. And there you go. Let's see what else I have here. I don't have much. We're at the end of this thing. We're at 26 minutes already. So, there's no point in starting anything else. I might make this one available. I haven't decided. I might make this one available to the entire network. Since it's kind of a follow-up on a previous, where I'm talking about my kid going to, you know, taking him to school. I don't know. I might change my mind. We'll see how it goes. In any case, if I do make this public, this is the kind of extra episode you'll get if you sign up for a patronage over at patreon.com. And I don't know why I'm talking this way. I don't know why I've suddenly taken this this tenor, which is very annoying. But anyway, if you want two of these a week, like this one, this is actually the Patreon episode. I'm thinking about making it available to everybody. I might not. But this is an example of what you would get as an extra episode every week for $4 a month. God, I mean, why in the world? Who in their right mind would pass up such a deal? You know what I mean? I mean, for $4, you go to patreon.com. That's Patreon, patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation. They call it a patronage. That seems a little, I don't know, I don't like that. Pretentious, perhaps. It's a donation. It helps me with my you know, my overhead, and it's some support, and it's much appreciated. But so you can sign up at the $4 level. If you pledge to donate $4 a month, you'll get an extra episode every week, just like this one. Every week. So it's good value. So, and it also helps me. So that's important too. So if you want to do that, do it today. Patreon.com/JeffK. It's easy and it's painless because it's $4. Put it on a credit card, you won't even notice it. I mean, let's be serious. $4. Whew. That cup of coffee I had yesterday probably cost $7. You know what I'm saying? Very expensive. I don't know. I could be wrong, but $4, you won't notice it. Anyway, also, if you want to call in to the hotline and leave a message, I have a couple in the hopper. Follow-ups to my last episode where I asked what's the best fast food bang for the buck. I have a couple of responses to that. I'll play them in the next episode. There's time for you to get in on that deal, too. If you know, what's your favorite fast food? If you had $10 to spend, you're hungry, and you want to eat something good, not garbage, not trash. And I'm not talking about going to the dollar menu and buying 10 of something. I'm talking about what is the best quality meal for $10. Well, you get the most food, but it's quality and you like it. Okay? If you want to get in on that, call my hotline, 570-290-8151. Again, that's 570-290-8151. And it's 24 hours a day. It's just a voicemail system. So, you know, just leave a message, and I'll probably, almost certainly use it in a future episode. And if you want to send me an email, you can send it to surfreportpod@gmail.com. All right. We're at the end of this thing. Hope you enjoyed it. I will see you soon. The next one will be a normal wide release. So there might be two of these in a row. Two wide release in a row. All right. And they'll probably come fast and furious, one behind the other, right, one right in front of the other. You know what I'm saying? So, Until then, you guys have yourselves a fine, fine day. I'll see ya. Bye. God damn, this is good coffee.